Thanks so much for having me. What's going on?
Well, first of all, you had a titanic match with Rich Scarcella. We need to know how it turned out.
Oh, I'm horrible. I'm not good at golf anymore. It's all the second kid, Steve. That's the end of it. I'm trending towards double digits on the handicap. Next thing you know, I'll be out two times a year. It's all falling apart on me.
So Scarcella won.
Come on now. Let's not get carried away.
That's what I thought. There we go. There we go. You're just comparing.
Oh,
you're comparing yourself to you.
Come on. I'll leave it at that.
Well, I think that now settles it.
That
settles it.
It's not fair. Look, I got some lengths off the tee. A little more touch. The hands softer,
And yet you're giving the game up.
Not intentionally, not willingly. This has been inflicted upon me.
The world has babysitters. Through five games, let's take it in all three areas. Start defensively. When you watch Penn State play defense, what has been your thought through five games, and how fast, quote, in terms of how they played, are they playing right now?
I think that people are missing the point. And the point, because everybody's talking about the secondary, and the secondary is good, but the secondary isn't as good as it is if they're not stopping the run.
Yep.
And so Penn State, it's like, this is formulaic Brent Pry defense. This is what they want to do. It all works in tandem. You've got 11 guys playing as one. They are all gap accountable. They play within the scheme of the defense. And by prioritizing stopping the run, it minimizes what offenses can possibly do against them. They turn to the pass, and that's where Penn State pounces. So this is textbook. And to the point where it reminds me of, I'm trying to think what year that was, down at Maryland, Jan Johnson, and like that. That's just what they do.
It's 2019.
Right. And that was the character of that defense. I just think that this is exactly the group and the type of group, smart guys who play responsibly. And then the second half of the ticket there is just they make the plays when they're there to be made. I just think that when you have a setup like that, that makes them extremely dangerous as a defense.
So now we flip it over to the offense. What has been your thought there?
I think they're still finding their way a little bit. I think that the explosive play, element is there. I'm not sure that they have as many home runs. They're getting chunk plays, not as many to the house as I think that they would probably prefer or expect. And I think a piece of that is, what's missing from the run game. That said, if I'm looking at the stat line last week and people, obviously I'm kind of dialed into what fans are saying, people are still frustrated, regardless of the 209 rushing yards, people are still frustrated that it doesn't seem like the running game has any kind of consistency. And my argument in response to that is Penn State doesn't need necessarily 5 yards a carry, 6 yards a carry on a every carry basis. Penn State needs exactly what it got last week, which is 8 carries for 144 yards. Right? If they can break one off occasionally, keep defenses honest, that gives them the ability. It's just the converse of what I was just talking about with the defense. It gives them the ability to open the playbook, to be creative, to do what they want to do. They still need to fix the short yardage, situations where everybody kind of knows what they're going to do. But, I kind of have a sense that that's coming. That's the next deal. And it's really just down to hey, the running backs have to make a play. The running backs have to be able to power through there. And I think a healthy Noah Cain would certainly help to improve that situation.
Now we get to special teams. Obviously, it's several prongs to this, but what's been your thought on that, because they're so critical in the chess game?
I think that Jordan Stout is the MVP of the season. For the whole team. It is crazy to me what his impact can be on a game, because there is virtually no return game for kickoffs. There's virtually no return game for punts. And his ability to swing field position has just changed the complexion of games for Penn State this season, right? When you have a specialist who can give opponents a long field every time that they touch the ball, and in conjunction with Penn State's offense not giving up turnovers, right? Like, that is a powerful, powerful thing, for a team to have. I mean, it's are there elements that need to improve? Sure, right? I think that punt return is an element that they probably expect a little bit better from. And I don't think that's a Jahan Dotson problem. I think that's an opportunity problem, and maybe some of the return team, kind of deal. But generally speaking, James Franklin is diehard about complementary football.
Yes.
All three phases of the game working in unison and tandem. And you see it. You see it in every game that they've played this season, that they have that piece of the puzzle kind of figured out.
Well, they spend a lot of time on special teams because they just believe that strongly in it. This is not lip service. They spend a lot of time on it because they feel it's a critical component. Now look at Iowa. Now Taylor's a really good punter, by the way. Really good punter. Mm-hmm. But you look at what it's meant for them, field position. Their average drive start on Friday night against Maryland was their own 46-yard line. They started six drives in Maryland territory. They have started 18 drives in opponent's territory so far this year. Conversely, Iowa has only five drives of 70 yards or better the whole season.
Yep. I actually, it's funny because I don't really know what to make of Iowa's offense, but I think that there's an important caveat that you can't blame them for starting with the ball at the 50-yard line.
No, not in the least. Not in the least.
Right?
Like, I mean, they've been handed a really good hand. I mean, in other words, off the deck, boom, on the deal, they look at it and go, hey, we got three aces.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. And so, you know, I think that people are pointing to the total offense number is 118th in college football this year, right? Like they haven't had a lot of yards.
Right.
But my question is always the same, which is, are they scoring points? Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Not a ton, right? Like, I mean, I don't think that anybody would confuse them for this dynamic, explosive offense, but the points are there. It doesn't matter how they come. If you're scoring 33-34 games, you're going to give yourself a chance to win most of the games that you play in the Big Ten. I think that my expectation is that this game will bring that down, a little bit. Like, I think there will be less opportunity. I think Penn State will hand them fewer points than some of it, their previous opponents have done so far this season. But this is going to be a very, very interesting game to see if Penn State's field possession or field position game is intact and Penn State can play that where you're constantly swinging field position, both of these teams having to drive a long field. It's push is going to come to shove, right? We're going to find out. We're going to find out from both of these offenses and both of these defenses which one's legit.
Right. No question. People will find that out. The game, of course, is out there. You've been there before. It's an interesting place. The seats are right up on top of the bench.
Yep.
Has there ever been a helmet taken from the bench from Penn State before? Yes, in the 90s there was one. So it's happened before. What do you think of Kenny? It's maybe 69,000, but what do you think of it?
It's fun. It's fun. It's a.
I agree.
Look, like they're the atmosphere outside of the stadium is always electric. They're obviously very passionate.
Yes, they are.
It's the only game in town, right? It's a little bit of that Nebraska vibe. And yeah, I mean, it's real. I don't know, you know, thinking back on past games, and I mean, honestly, I'm probably a little bit biased in the sense that Penn State has had success there.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Like, so my experiences there have been tied to, you know, more often than not, at least in the last few years, Penn State winning those games, but guess what? They're always close. They're always close games. And yeah, I mean, it is one of my more pleasurable experiences in terms of travel in the Big Ten, for sure.
Are you going to this game or are you going to hang back here?
I am going to be there in the flesh. Some,
really?
Yeah, some less than fun travel arrangements this time around, but,
Is it a two layover deal or?
You know, it's not actually. So oddly enough,
are you going to go to Chicago? Are you going to go to Chicago? Well, right.
I'm doing Chicago on the way back. So that's the hang up is I'm flying direct to Cedar Rapids, which is great. Like that's awesome. And a special feature this year. Shout out to State College Airport. Yeah. But the way back, I couldn't get on the flight back. There's a direct back that I couldn't get on, so I have to drive to Chicago from Iowa City, which is a little hair over 3 hours.
Yeah, it is
before the flight back. So it'll be fine. I'll get through it. You know, a little adversity never hurt anyone.
I mean, the University of Iowa golf course is very nice, by the way.
You know what? The problem is we're getting there late. On Friday, so I don't know that the opportunity is going to be there, but you know maybe yeah. Saturday morning, yeah, get out early.
The place Gary Dolphin takes us to near Dubuque. Now I know it's an hour and 10 minutes away, but you know go by Field of Dreams, wave at it.
Yeah, this is one of my side stories. But 2017, I actually played Zach Johnson's.
Oh, did
course.
You? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, right. Got on it. Cedar Rapids country proper. It was fun.
I think I saw Zach talking about that. He was at the British Open. He said, you know, Nate Bauer played my course.
Like, I thought he put five in the water.
I thought it was touching. You know, the fact that he remembered you like that, I thought that was great.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. They have a statue to him.
I know they do. Yes.
Statue right in front of the first tee. It's crazy.
Hey, you're sitting there at that country club. And you have a Masters and British Open champion. Pretty good.
That's true. He is a massive Hawkeyes fan.
I know he is. I know he is. I didn't say people were perfect.
No.
My friend, always a pleasure. Always have a good time talking with you. You know that.
Thanks so much for having me. I'll catch you out there.
Yeah, I think we'll show up.
Good idea. Smart.
I think we'll show up. Thanks, Nate.
All right. See you.